This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Dehnert, it's D like David, E-H, and like November, E-R-T, date of birth 12-13 of 1945. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Dehnert with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and edema of the lower extremities. That is chronic. Her last visit was March 14th of 2022. She did have COVID-19 infection at that time and has recovered fully from that and is feeling better at this time. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, Losartan 25 milligram daily was discontinued. Physical exam. Weight is 184 pounds, and this is stable. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 64. Pulse 58, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has non-pitting edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 22nd of 2023. Creatinine is 0.98. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. It's 58. Sodium is 131, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 23, calcium 9.0, albumin is 3.7, and hemoglobin was done February 22nd of this year, and that had been remarkably elevated from the previous level of 14. It was up to 20.4. With normal white count, normal platelets. She was sent to hematology. They did blood work and found out that elevated hemoglobin was secondary to carbon monoxide poisoning from her malfunctioning furnace at home. So she did receive some treatment in Grand Rapids, recovered fully, as well as her husband also recovered without any problems. And she's feeling much better at this time. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of chronic kidney disease. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. And 3, chronic non-pitting edema of the lower extremities that is stable. We'd like her to continue getting labs every 6 months. She should follow a low-salt diet. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.